Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beaver women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, a great way to wrap up last weekend, taking 2 points against UMD, their second ranked team in the country. What was it about that Saturday game that your team did so well?
Well, I just like the way we didn't panic. We, you know, after getting down real early again to give up a goal to Staller eight seconds in. Obviously, it's not the way you want to start a game. But, you know, the mood on the bench was, you know, just hit reset, and we just went out and played hard. And that was the key. We battled. We played hard. You know, real gutty penalty kill, down 5-on-3 for over a minute. That to me was the key, because we kept them off the board. I think we definitely gained momentum. They scored later on in the period, but I thought just our intensity level was just where we needed it to be against a team like Duluth. And again, just kept battling, and I thought as that third period went on, you could kind of see their game dip a bit. We scored a big goal, and I thought from that point on we really carried the play to them, and we're all over them in the overtime, and just couldn't get that big game winner. But to go into the shootout, obviously there's an extra point on the line, and it's funny because we've said this before: when you win a shootout, it feels like you win the game, and when you lose a shootout, it feels like you lost the game. But to get it the way we did, obviously to have Carly score the winner, that was pretty cool.
The last couple weekends, your team has lost that first game and then battled back to win the second game. Talk about the resiliency of your team.
Well, certainly not, but it's not something we plan. I thought, I think to a person they were I don't want to use the word embarrassed, but they obviously didn't sit well with them getting beat at home 5-1 by Duluth. We knew we could play better. Certainly give them credit. Duluth, they're obviously a very good team, and they're playing extremely well. But to a person, I think they definitely felt like, we can do a lot better. And they went out and they competed hard. And that's the bottom line. There's no guarantees in this game, but if you go out and you play hard, play for each other, do the little things, you're always going to have a chance. And I thought, that certainly was reflected in how the game transpired Saturday. And to be rewarded with that extra point was really, really fun.
Alexis Joyce was named WCHA Defensive Player of the Week for her 3 assists, all 3 Beaver goals last weekend. What does she bring to your team,
Yeah, AJ just brings a real burning desire to go out and win, and she'll do whatever it takes, whether it's on the offensive end, the defensive end. She'll block shots. She's out there competing hard. She's an instinctive player. And she'll make some choices where we're on the bench going, yikes, hold your breath. A lot of times it works, though. She keeps the puck, and she's very gifted. She's very gifted with the puck. She's got some moxie. She can make people miss, and she gets pucks to the net. And she, what's really, really important is, obviously we need to score. We need to get scoring from everybody, and she can provide it, whether she's scoring herself or, in last week's case, getting assists. She's just a big part of our team, and obviously plays a lot of minutes. And I just love her competitiveness. She's a battler, and she goes out there and plays with her heart on her sleeve. But she's out there battling every shift she's out there.
Then there's Emily Berglund, who leads your team with 16 points. She's got 9 goals and 7 assists. And the one thing I notice out of Emily is her success starts at the faceoff dot. Talk about just what she brings to this Beaver hockey team.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a great point. She's doing an incredible job. But she's a 200-foot player. She does a great job defensively. I trust her out against anybody's top players, anybody's line. And that's a luxury I have to when a game's going. But then she's very, very good in the offensive zone. That goal she scored was huge. Obviously, it's a shot that's going wide. But this is something she works on almost every day in practice, is deflecting and working on tips. And sure enough, she reaches out and deflects it back. And what a big goal. And she's been consistent. She's just a very heady player. I think her hockey IQ is off the charts. And she's a battler. And it doesn't matter who I put her with, it seems that line is contributing, and she's a big part of it.
Last weekend, your special teams were spot on. You mentioned the 5-on-3 penalty kill that your team killed off. Your power play has finally come around. You've scored 6 power play goals in the last 7 games. Against a team like North Dakota this weekend, who likes to take a lot of penalties, that's going to be crucial, isn't it?
Well, it really could be. You're spot on there, Kelly. They do lead the league in penalties, and if they're in a box, we need to make them pay. We need to take advantage. I know we're at maybe 14-something%, but we're 3rd in the league. I mean, that's, to score 6 in our last 7, that's big. If we can get at least 1 power play goal tonight, and keep them from scoring a power play goal, that could be a huge indicator how the game goes. So no question, special teams will be very, very important this weekend.
North Dakota's coming off of a big weekend against Wisconsin. They only lost those two games by one single goal. What makes North Dakota so tough defensively?
Well, they certainly play hard, and they'll collapse. They block a lot of shots. They play, you know, it's kind of funny because they accuse us of all we do is block shots, but they play the exact same way we do. And they get in shot lanes. And they're a physical team. There's a reason they're the most penalized. They're not afraid to bang around, and they'll pick up penalties because of it. But you have to be willing to go to those hard areas. You can't stay on the perimeter against this team because that you just won't get to the net. And so you got to be willing to do that and battle. But again, if you earn what you get against this team, because they're going to be very, very tough to you know get goals against. That's for sure.
This is a home-and-home Friday-Sunday series. What advantage or disadvantage does this have?
Well, I like the fact we're playing at home. I mean, obviously, we love playing here. It's a great facility. They chose to come over last night, spend the night in the hotel, and you know, have the whole day waiting for the game. You know, last time we played over there first, it was a little bit different in terms of the days of the games, that type of thing, but you know, it's a Friday night to Sunday afternoon type thing, but you know, all we're focusing on is tonight, and we're just glad we're here.
Coach, what's it going to take to get a win here tonight?
Well, you know, I think obviously we need to come ready to play. We it's not a game where you can be timid. It's not a game where you can be on your heels, because they're going to come. They're going to bring it hard. They're a team that likes to play on the edge, and we have to be. We can't be timid. We can't be intimidated. We got to go out there and play our game. And again, it all gets back to moving our feet, moving the puck, and when we're doing that and smart with the puck, then we can make them spend time in their zone, and then it's a matter of getting pucks to net, see if we can't kick a couple in. So, but we have to be on the edge. We have to be, like I told him yesterday, this is like the playoffs. That's the approach we got to take. That's how we got to go out and play this game.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thank you very much, Kelly.